Number 8. Describe how to determine which parts of a two-factor design should be used to evaluate the replication and which should be used to evaluate the generalizability of a previous one-factor study. Well, this is really simple. Two-factor designs generally come in two kinds. One where the second IV is a variable that was in your data but you didn't analyze. Classic example, in most studies we run both men and women, but we don't always look at a gender effect. So the first kind is when what we're doing in statistical parlance is partitioning existing variance. There was variance due to the difference between men and women. There was probably variance due to the interaction between gender and whatever we were looking at. We ignored all of that and just looked at the treatment effect. If your factorial design is created by adding a second independent variable that was a variable in the data set, then the main effect is the test of replication. The original study was a combination of men and women, and so the check of replication should be the marginal mean, which is also a comparison or a combination of men and women. Does that make sense? Okay. The other way that we build factorial designs is by making a variable in the second study what was a constant in the first study. For example, if the first study used all 5-year-olds, and we want to know what happens with 10-year-olds, then that second IV is adding variance. And when you're adding variance by making the second IV out of something that used to be a constant, then the simple effect at the level of the variable that was in the first study is the test of replication. So for example, if my earlier study had been a combination of 5-year-olds and 10-year-olds, then the marginal mean of TOI would be my replication check. If, however, my earlier study was all with 10-year-olds, and I added 5-year-olds in this study, then the simple effect of TOI for 10-year-olds would be my test of replication. And the simple effect of TOI for 5-year-olds would be my generalization. Make sense? So it's a different kind of generalization. When the main effect is the test of replication, we're asking if that generalizes across the elements that add up. When my test of replication is one of the simple effects, then the generalization is whether the other simple effect has the same pattern. So a slightly different meaning of generalization. To the other or to all of. Same basic idea. You got to know where a factorial design comes from. We rarely start with a factorial design. And somewhere, and there's a limit to the variability in any study. If that second IV was a variable that's now being analyzed, the main effect is the test of replication. If that second IV, makes what used to be a constant into a variable by adding a new kind of person, place, or thing, then we've got a test of generalizability that is the other thing.